Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Sophie Cousins
in April 2012,
where the theme was pets.
Hello. Okay, I've only just decided to tell this story tonight, so it's maybe not as prepared, and it might be a little bit shorter than everyone else's. Okay, so I think there's very clearly dog people and cat people, and my family is very much dog people. Ever since I was little, we always had flat-coated retrievers, and we always called them after musical instruments. So we always had, we've got maracas at the moment, we have bagpipes, flute, bassoon and trumpet. So these kind of strange, eccentric family things that seem really normal to you, but when you're out on a walk with your dad and he's like, bagpipes! And you can see everyone looking at you like you're insane. Anyway, this family tradition sort of extended when we did try other animals. So we had, when I was, you know, about sort of six, I was like, oh, I really want a rabbit. You know, little girls always want rabbits. So we got Cello, who was a very, very large rabbit. And it kept on making breaks for freedom. We lived on this army camp, and it was a dangerous time in terms of army camps having bomb threats and stuff. So there was this very, very kind of strict patrol at the gate, and this very annoyed-looking army officer used to keep on, you know, our rabbit would go missing and we wouldn't really notice, and then we'd have a knock on the door and there would be like this army patrol holding this giant rabbit saying, is this yours? And we'd be like, yes, sorry. Anyway, eventually Cello came to a little bit of a sticky end because she had a bit of a penchant for chewing electricity cables. The next rabbit we tried, called Bugle, ran off to join the rabbits in the wood, but I don't know if that was just the story that we were told. Anyway, so we carried on. Then we had a sort of a bit of an incident with goldfish as well, where we had them in a bowl, and they just looked a bit too small. It looked a bit too small for them, and we thought we'd better put them in something a bit bigger. So we had this giant big sort of sink. So we just thought, oh, they can live in there. I can't actually remember the names of the goldfish, but they were definitely musical related as well, because, you know, can't have a pet and not have it be musical related. And we went away on holiday and we asked somebody to come round and just sort of check on the house. And I don't know what they must have done, but they basically let the sink out of the giant plug that the goldfish were in. So no more goldfish. And then when I was about eight, all my friends had cats. So I really, really wanted a cat. And my parents really weren't into cats. They just thought people who had cats were a little bit sad. But I convinced them that we wanted a cat. And there was a couple who lived very close to us who just had a litter of lots of very cute little black kittens. And since our dog at the time, called Flute, was a big black flat-coated retriever, we thought, oh, how cute, we could have Flute and Piccolo. That'd be so cool. So we bought Piccolo the cat, and we absolutely loved her. She was just the tiniest, cutest, fluffiest thing. And I would run home from school to play with Piccolo every day. And the dog started to act a little bit bolshy. And you kind of think, like, I mean, dogs obviously pick up on sort of, you know, oh, I'm not the queen bee anymore. But this dog took to sort of sulking in the loo. She'd basically walk into the downstairs loo, get stuck in there because the door would shut behind her, not bark or sort of say she needed to be found. We'd have these big hunts for the dog trying to find her. And then you just walk into the loo and there'd be this dog sat there like this, just looking at you. And this behavior only started post the cat arriving. So it was all just a little bit strange. Anyway, so we only had this cat for about three... This isn't a good story. my mother would be shocked if I was telling it. So we only had this cat for about 3 weeks, and the dog sulking sort of escalated and escalated. And then my mother picked me up from school with my brother, and she said, I'm afraid I've got some really sad news. It's about Piccolo. And we're like, what? And she said, I'm really sorry, but basically, I was doing some washing and I left the washing machine door open and there were lots of big fluffy towels and the cat climbed underneath them and made a nest and I didn't know she was in there and I shut the door and I'm afraid that she drowned. And my brother's first question was, did her head come off? To which my mother said, no. I think my question was, did the dog do it? But no. So, yeah, we didn't ever try any other animals again. We just stuck to dogs. So that's my story.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill, at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.